Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. We will take your grievances today. It is a Friday, 844-967-2789.
Well, I'm not grieving the fact that I got a fine guest here with me at the table. He's Peck Wrightlow. We are at Buzzard Billy's Saloon and Victual Place in Pearl Street, La Crosse. Pat, thanks for sticking around, man. I promised you a beer. Got to wait till the top of the hour and catch the attention of the wait staff.
Wait, I get to have a beer at 5 o'clock on a Friday? Okay.
The happy hour. The happy right. hour. And we will, in the happy hour, be joined here at the table by U.S. senatorial candidate Tom Nelson. Easy for me to say.
Yes. Tom and I served in the legislature together back in 2008, I think, to 2010, something like that. And now he's the Outagamie County executive and, you know, good guy. One of several good people running.
Well, good guy Ben Wickler's got to rally the troops this weekend. And, you know, will we, do you care, do you give a damn about the convention straw polls? You know, I'll make a big deal out of it on Monday, but they will pick their preference amongst especially the senatorial candidates. This is the first tell we have from the party base, isn't it?
It is, but again, it's the base. It's a very small sliver that is very active and will come, more than a couple hundred miles sometimes to come to the state convention. But what I found most interesting from the Marquette poll that came out a couple of days ago, and we pressed this pretty heavily on Up North News, is the number of people in both parties that are still undecided. Basically, one out of three voters.
Undecided
are
voters.
Undecided voters to decide who runs against
What's wrong
Ron
with
Johnson
people?
Or who runs against Tony Evers. And you always got to wonder, those of us who pay attention to these things, why are they waiting? Are they waiting to see whose ad they like better? Are they waiting for somebody to commit a gaffe? So when you look at, say, Tom Nelson and Sarah Godlewski are both in single digits.
Yeah.
But when 32% are undecided, you keep fighting as if you've got Mandela Barnes, Alex Lazary numbers because, still anything can happen.
Well, here's, and I'm not casting votes upon the electorate, but what I have noticed is here in the state of Wisconsin, the Democrats, they don't really bare knuckle in the primaries. I mean, the Republicans, they are taking way more swings at each other.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not suggesting the Democrats should bloody each other, but I can tell you, whoever survives the primary is going to get beat up by the Republican. And whatever your chink is, because we all got a chink. We all got a bad association with the dude in college, like Dominic or whatever, against us.
A quick temper or, something you didn't talk about in your past, sure.
But if you haven't been challenged on whatever your perceived weakness is, if you haven't honed your answer, and, if you're not ready to drop the mic, you could look like a deer in the headlights when someone asks you to define plagiarism.
Yes, and that is exactly, and that is just the kind of thing that what concerns me is that you've got these Senate candidates, and we're looking at them, and what I'm saying is, okay, not just who is the strongest, who's got the best resume, but to be completely cynical about it, because I'm old and I can do that now, is which one is most likely to come out of the primary looking good and then absolutely fall on their face when Ron Johnson, not so much Ron Johnson, but the Republican, consultants and the media machine, start beating the crap out of them. Who's going to be able to come out swinging, and who's going to get all defensive, who's going to get swift-boated and not really have a good response coming back? And I know that's coming at it from a negative standpoint, but I'm agreeing with you that it comes at it from a bare-knuckle standpoint.
Don't take a punch? Don't you think the Dems sometimes need to challenge the records of their opponents?
Yes.
At least if they hope to win this race.
Well, and frankly, the only one that's doing that right now is Tom Nelson. And
it helps that Tom's listening. He just gave you a background.
I know. And it's but I would say this because frankly, it's cut both ways. He has said some things where I'm like, that's what a candidate should say, and he has said some things where I go, I don't know if I would have said that.
Sure.
He has been in enough campaigns to know to do that. You have, Mandela Barnes and now Alex Lazary. As we get closer to the primary, are they going to start kind of pulling back because they're hoping to coast? Well, then do we not get to learn how they will mix things up? And, you know, and I think a lot of people want to hear more from all of these candidates. There's going to be a couple of more forums, and frankly, there can't be enough at this point between now and then to find out who's not only looks good from a positive side, but who's going to be able to withstand Johnson's attacks.
Part of the problem from here forward is it's not just four candidates. It's 11 candidates. And when the political windows open, you can't just invite four. At least that's not the way it's supposed to work. You know, it's cumbersome. You can't adequately vet 11 candidates on a stage or in a debate format.
But if it's your stage, if it's your form or whatever, then you set those rules that say you have to have 5,000 donors, or you have to finish, you know, higher than 5% in the polling, or raise so much money. I think you need that because as we've learned from candidates in the past, and almost learned from Tim Michaels most recently, just because somebody says they're a candidate doesn't mean they're actually a candidate. They may not qualify for the ballot, or they may be doing absolutely nothing once they get on the ballot. And in my mind, that doesn't entitle you to necessarily get up on the stage.
Oh, come on, Pat. You've seen my co-hosts. You know I have no standards around here.
Come on. Folks are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Pat Kreitlow for just a couple more minutes. Pat, I want to get your take. I alluded it with Ben Wickler, Dem Party Chair here in Wisconsin. This guy, Henry Cuellar in Texas, anti-abortionist, got the support of the Democratic political party. I find that contradictory, and I don't think it helps the Democrats in the long run. But, of course, you got to be pragmatic as well. But what's your take on that? Should there be a litmus test? Can you be a Democrat, quote-unquote, and not want a woman to have their own right to choose? I think those things are antithetical.
I'll tell you what, you really get at it with the interviews I've heard you do already with the third congressional district candidates, where, you know, we all think we're, you know, important stuff in Eau Claire and La Crosse and the other big cities, but that district is rural. That district is very, you know, purple conservative. And I'm not saying that a Democrat can and should run there who's opposed, you know, to a woman's reproductive rights, but you do have to carry an entire district, and you better be able to read the district. I think Cuellar, you know, people that have gone completely anti-choice, I certainly wouldn't support them. But if that's where they're coming from, if you get them on the other, you know, 95 votes, that's a decision every voter has to make. I wouldn't make it that way.
Pat, what about the concept of the most progressive? You know, personally, I am always attracted to the Bernie-crats.
Sure.
And then we hear, but, you know, if we don't just tack to the center, how are we possibly going to win the independents, the middle? What's your thought?
Look, AOC is not going to win in a rural Wisconsin district. She's going to win in an Eau Claire district. But that doesn't mean that the progressive in a rural district can't be very forceful and honest about where they're coming from. It doesn't mean they have to be far left, but they better very much believe in the convictions that they're expressing.
Pat Kreitlow, Up North News. Love it when you get the commentary. That'll be coming about 5:30. Thanks for joining me here at Buzzard Billy's. I owe you a cold beer. So we're going to have to take a break. I got to get the wait staff. We got to load up because Tom Nelson, U.S. senatorial candidate, out of Gaming County executive, he's joining us at the table next. Back rubs all around from Tom, I hear. Tom, we'll catch you on the flip side. The happy hour. It's next.